You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
I want an official Red Ryder cover in action 200 joins while Aaron.
Ooh. Holiday hoopy whatty.
Ah, smell those Christmas trees.
If you keep your channel number 5, just give me a whiff of the old lonesome time.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I'd like to thank you for listening. My name is Sean. I do have to apologize for this coming out later than usual. With it being the slow time of year and with trying to spend time with the family, I'm just slipped away from you. With that being said, subscribe to Christmas Podcasts Podcast, and new roundup episodes will drop in your feed as they come in. Now let's get you up to date about the new episode that dropped in the past 2 weeks. Also, don't forget to stop by ChristmasPodcast.com to find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. Let's get on with this episode.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of February 6th through the 19th. Tis the Podcast had an episode on February 8th titled, Oh No Baby, No, You're Not Going to Die, They Are, The Long Kiss Goodnight. Get excited because in this episode, a true cinematic legend shows up in a film on the podcast for the very first time. Samuel L. Jackson, who co-stars opposite Gina Davis in 1996's The Long Kiss Goodnight. The elves discuss the 90s action film from Shane Black, weigh in on whether it's a comedy or not, and debate its Christmassiness before bringing in some listener feedback. So settle in, relax, and enjoy this episode of Tis the Podcast that contains an extra dose of 1990s campiness. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on February 8th titled Christmas with Mr. Pickwick. It's the start of Season 2 of A Cozy Christmas. In this episode, Art shares what has been keeping him in the Christmas mood. Hint, snow, cookies, and music. Then he shares an email from listener Rick, who writes to tell about his favorite Christmas movies. And he has some shocking and very strict guidelines on what counts as a Christmas movie. Then Art reads the Christmas chapter from Charles Dickens' first novel, The Pickwick Papers. Sent it by the Minute Podcast had an episode on February 10th titled Minute 46, McMinute with Jason Duvall. Grab some fries and McNuggets and get ready for a supersized episode. John and Ben's friend and fellow podcaster Jason Duvall of Toy World Order joins them as Santa appoints his new assistant and Hungry Joe watches happy families eat inside McDonald's. Listen to them talk about hamburgers, McDonald's in the 1980s, movie tie-ins, and much more. Join John, Ben, and Jason as they discuss Minute 46 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis a Podcast, an episode on February 11th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 2, Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, as read by Julia Colburn. It's the third official installment of Another Christmas Story. For this installment, everyone's favorite elf, the one with the best voice, Julia Colburn, will read to all of you Chapter 2 of Anthony's tale entitled Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. I know last week he said Tom would be reading this week's chapter, but there was a mix-up with the schedule, and he'll actually be reading the next installment. Within this chapter, you'll discover what Joseph Nazario is up to in the present day, 10 years after his Christmas Eve blowout with his next-door neighbor, Mary Holiday. Enjoy, all. Total Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 13th titled George C. Scott's Christmas Carol. In this episode, Jack starts with a story of shame from one of the co-hosts of Jingle Jank, Jay LaChapelle. Will the young ever learn that no good will come from peeking at your Christmas presents? Hard to believe, but this is the first time Jack looks at one of the major versions of A Christmas Carol. This is the 1984 one starring George C. Scott as Scrooge and a host of British actors in the supporting roles. It's a fantastic version if you've never seen it. It's on YouTube. Plus, there's a very bad quiz where you have to guess if the actors from this version of A Christmas Carol ever appeared in Doctor Who. Robin and Juno sing Away in a Manger and manage to get most of the words right. This episode's recommendation is Gossip Mongers. In Jack's opinion, it's the funniest podcast out there. TGI Podcast had an episode on the 14th titled Boy Meets World, First Girlfriend's Club. TGI Podcast is back with an early episode to celebrate Valentine's Day. In this episode, Matt heads back to the land of Boy Meets World to discuss First Girlfriend's Club from season 5 of the show. This episode features discussions about terrible plot lines, how Jack hit a classic sitcom trope we saw earlier in the year in a Full House episode, and why money is better than chocolate. As always, he ends the podcast by determining whether this episode should be deemed a Valentine's Day classic. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 15th titled Life is Not Merely a Series of Meaningless Accidents or Coincidences, Serendipity. The elves travel back to 2001 to discuss the film Serendipity, starring John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale, Bridget Moynihan, and Jeremy Piven. As usual, they discuss their histories with the film and its actors, the Serendipity Cafe in New York City, opinions about the storyline and destiny in general, and what does or doesn't make this a Christmas movie, as they debate whether or not this particular film is one. In addition, they talk about their weeks so far and welcome a brand new patron. So grab a bowl of your favorite ice cream, join them for their weekly discussion about all things Christmas, and get excited because TV Month kicks off next with the Bluth family and discuss the Christmas episodes of Arrested Development. Spoiler alert, TV Month is actually lasting a little over a month this year. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 16th titled A Very Brady Christmas with Benji Pearson. Welcome to Season 2 of Totally Rad Christmas. Benji Pearson joins Jerry to talk the made-for-TV movie A Very Brady Christmas. They've got the loving family, the jilted quirky housekeeper, and the worst wife ever. Looking at you, Nora. If you're wondering if a grown woman magically sings her husband free from debris, she does. Put your shades on, pop your collar, and dive into this rad sitcom continuation. Insert Marsha, Marsha, Marsha joke here. Sent it by the Minute Podcast at an episode on the 17th titled Minute 47, A Coca-Cola Cliffhanger. Cornelia catches a glimpse of Joe in the window drooling over her and Miss Tucker's dinner. She prepares Joe a very appetizing-looking plate full of leftovers and a cool, refreshing can of Coke. Plus, Masterpiece Theater, Latin Verbs, Cornelia's Retainer, Coca-Cola's Long History with Santa Claus, and much more. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 47 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Christmas Time in the City Podcast had an episode on the 17th titled New Celebrity Subway Announcements. Join Chris and Chris as they listen to a few of the new celebrity MTA announcements currently being played on the subway platforms throughout the city. Some of the celebrities include Jerry Seinfeld, Whoopi Goldberg, Debbie Mazur, and many more. In the news, Chris talks about the newest addition to Times Square. Hint, don't blow out your flip-flops, you might step on a pop-top. In listener mail, Chris and Chris explain the art of hailing a taxicab. Be on the lookout for another episode with a very special guest. Stay safe and happy holidays. Tis a Podcast had an episode on the 18th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 3, Do They Know It's Christmas? As read by Tom Crow. Welcome to the fourth official installment of Another Christmas Story. Tom Crow will read all of you Chapter 3 of Anthony's tale entitled Do They Know It's Christmas? Within this chapter, you'll meet the struggling Rankin family, including young single mom Megan and her three children, Jake, Aaron, and Amy. Please be advised, if you're listening with young kids, however, that not only are there a few instances of semi-questionable language in this chapter, but some hard truths about a certain beloved, iconic Christmas figure as well.
You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold.
I wasn't talking to you.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I would like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Penn, and let me know. I love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. Also, I encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcasts podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.